For KUER News, I'm Andrea Smartin. Last week, Utah's chief medical examiner, Dr. Todd Gray, announced his retirement. After 30 years in the office, he's performed nearly 9,000 autopsies. In that time, Dr. Gray says the most significant issue that he's seen is an epidemic of drug-related deaths. He spoke with us in studio.
When I first started here in Utah, a non-suicidal prescription drug overdose was vanishingly rare. Certainly we would see illicit drug overdoses, you know, but those were maybe on the order of like 50 a year. Starting in the late 1990s, early 2000s, we began to notice this very significant rise in people dying as a result of narcotics plus other medications, and the numbers just shot out of control. So we went from very few to now we're looking at on the order of about 400 a year.
Is that become the most of what you see then, or?
That's about 25%, 20 to 25% of our annual workload is drug overdose deaths.
And when you first started to see this, what did you do about it and what happened?
It took a while to get people to begin to notice and pay attention to what was essentially us, sort of a voice crying in the wilderness. But the health department then did assign someone from the state epidemiologist's office to take a look at the numbers, and you know, it became quickly obvious that our perception was reality, that this was a growing, important problem.
Is it hard to identify a drug overdose case?
There are certain things you'll see in an autopsy of an individual who's died of a drug overdose, particularly a narcotic overdose, but they're very nonspecific. You can see them in all kinds of things. The lungs of a drug OD may look very much like the victim of a drowning. It's the only the investigation that helps you separate those two, as well as then the toxicology. So the autopsy is more done to be able to show there's nothing else that might explain the death more reasonably once the toxicology results come back and you say, oh, okay, this person has levels of this these different drugs that certainly could explain death.
So it sounds like it, a lot of it comes down to those toxicology tests, you're saying.
Yeah, the drug OD epidemic is certainly one of the issues is to be able to know that it's going on, you need to have good, timely toxicology services. The other problem is that with the explosion of different types of drugs out there, the ability to analyze, in other words, identify and quantitate, figure out how much of a given compound is in the system, is just the complexity is getting worse and worse and worse. And so we have to send a lot of our samples to a commercial lab. That costs us, last year I think we spent about $160,000 on outside testing. So it further hampers our ability to do anything else because we're using those resources just for that as opposed to other things that we could be doing.
Another issue you've been working on is rising suicide rates. Have you seen more cases in your office?
Again, unfortunately, you know, every day, every week. Suicide in general is a huge problem. We'll be over 600 suicides for this year, it looks like. So that means at least one or two cases of a suicide every day out of my office.
You're predicting for this year that hasn't ended yet?
Yes, for 2016.
Based on what you've seen so far.
Right, and the trends. I mean, it's been going up for all age groups over time.
In Utah specifically?
Or, yeah.
Uh-huh. Any advice for the person who follows you?
My successor is actually Dr. Eric Christensen. He's been an assistant medical examiner in my office for a number of years, and he's a very careful, intelligent, caring, and thoughtful guy, so I'm pretty sure he'll do a good job. I mean, I think his greatest challenge is going to be convincing those in power that running a medical examiner's office on the cheap is going to have negative consequences and that they do need to provide the funding necessary to run the office appropriately.
Dr. Todd Gray is the retired chief medical examiner for the state of Utah. I'm Andrea Smartin, KUER News.